Acts 2, and it's verses 37 to 47, and it's labelled Pentecost and the First Church. When people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." With many others he warned them and he pleaded with them, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to the number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favour of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily who were being saved.
Today is our Partnership Sunday. And although we're going through the partnership document, some of you will have these on your seats, and we'll be going through that and what that means. God can still speak to us through these words and these commitments that we make as a church, because they are based on God's word. And it's God's word that is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's not my words. It's not the words that are on a partnership document. It's God's word that's sharper than any two-edged sword. And it's God's word that speaks into our hearts and our lives. And it's really important that the foundation of this church is based on God's word. We try to be a church as far as possible, as close as possible to the model of the early church in those verses that John just read to us. So this morning I'm going to speak on partnership in the Bible and RCC's Biblical Partnership Declaration. You may find it helpful if you've got one of those on your seats or nearby, just to have that in your hand, because I'll be going through it. This will actually be the last time I speak on partnership of Rock Christian Center. So as I encourage you to think about partnership and be involved in partnership and remind those who are already involved in partnership or already partners of the church, I encourage you to commit yourselves to the future vision of Rock Christian Center under Will Bassett's leadership from September onwards. After I've spoken this morning, we will be welcoming new partners of Rock Christian Center. And I want to make it clear as I'm sharing this morning who should become a partner of Rock Christian Center and who shouldn't in that sense. So partnership is a biblical concept. In Philippians 1 verse 3, Paul writes these words to the church in Philippi. And it should be up on the screen, and we can perhaps leave it up on the screen each time when I go through the next slide. So I thank my God every time I remember you. This is Paul writing to the church in Philippi. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So God calls us to partner with him. That is incredible, isn't it? God calls us to partner with him, but also to partner with one another as brothers and sisters in the work of the gospel. And so we have partnership in this church rather than membership of the church, because partners have a joint responsibility to work together for the common aim. How many of you are members of a club? It might be a gym or some other club where you pay membership fees. Just stick up your hand for a moment. I'm not asking for you to confess. I'm just saying you're a member of those things. Well, the thing is that if you're a member of a club and you've paid your membership fees and you go to that club or you go to access the facilities of that club and you find that some of the equipment is broken or the changing rooms have not been cleaned or worse of all, the coffee machine isn't working, what do? You complain, don't you? You complain. I paid my fees, therefore I expect everything to be working in order. Now, clearly the management, the owners of that club, the owners of that society have failed in their duty because something is not right. But if you are a partner of that club, you share in the ownership of that club, you have a shared responsibility to make sure the users of that club get the best experience possible. And so if you complain against a club that you are a partner of, you're actually complaining against yourself. You're criticizing yourself. And you know, sadly, some people treat church like a club. And they moan and complain if they don't like something. Just think at the end of a service, maybe this service. You know, if you're thinking, I wasn't very happy about that song they sang, or this thing, or something wasn't quite right, or there was no paper towels in the toilet, or whatever it is. You know, just think about, don't complain, actually think, what can I do about the problem? How can I help resolve the problem? Jesus said, I have come not to be served, but to serve. And so we're called to serve one another. We're called to serve the community of Burngreave around us. You know, it's said that the church is the only society on earth that exists for the benefit of its non-members. Now, it's not a holy huddle here for us to all have a wonderful bless up together. It's actually, we're here as a lighthouse to this community, aren't we? We're here to serve the local community. We're here to benefit and share the good news of Jesus with those who haven't yet heard or experienced the good news of Jesus. And that's why we're involved in all the activities we're involved in as a church, like the food bank and the lighthouse and the CAP Debt Center and lots of other projects that we are involved in. God wants us to be partners together for Christ, partners together for the gospel. That's why it's exciting to me that, bless them, there was only four ladies. It's unusual for four ladies to be out on Ellesmere Green yesterday morning. Did you know they were out there with Healing on the Streets? Boldly, out in the heart of a Muslim area, four ladies, because there were no men available on yesterday morning. I think it's the first time it's happened. It's just ladies gone out. They're offering prayer for healing for those out in the community. That's exciting because that's the church at work, isn't it? That's the church out there serving and being Jesus to the community. And it's so important that we are working together to build his church. We're working to build together for the gospel and for his kingdom. So what does our partnership declaration say? First of all, it says at the top of this, partnership is for all Christians who'd like to commit themselves to partner with Rock Christian Center in the vision and growth of the church. Becoming a partner involves making the following declaration. I am a committed Christian who has repented of my sin, believed in Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord, and is being born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. And if the partnership agreement said nothing else, this is the most important part of partnership. You see, many people call themselves Christians. Many people go to church, but they've never actually repented of their sin. All the things they've said, thought, and done that are wrong. They've never fully believed in Jesus Christ. They never made Jesus their Savior and Lord. Lord and Savior of their lives. They've never truly been born again. They've never been filled or baptized with the Holy Spirit. They've never been baptized in water in obedience to the command of Jesus. I went to church as a child, or chapel, as it was called in those days. And I went to chapel, and sometimes I was full of the Spirit, but not the right Spirit. It wasn't the Holy Spirit. I was still full of the Spirit from the night before. And, you know, I went for 23 years. No, I didn't. I went for 19 years. What am I talking about? 19 years I went, but I wasn't born again. I didn't really know what I believed. I was just brought up to go. And that might be you here. And if that's you here and you've not yet repented of your sin, believed in Jesus Christ and been born again in the Holy Spirit, then don't become a partner of the church. That's really, really important. The vital question for each one of us is, have you been born again by the Spirit? Have you ever asked Jesus into your life? Have you ever committed your life to Jesus? Have you repented of your sin, believed in Jesus Christ? Is Jesus your Savior and Lord? Have you been filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit? Because each one of us needs to be born again by the Spirit. Jesus said, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they're born again by the Holy Spirit. So instead of becoming a partner, if that's you, I would urge you to repent of your sin, ask Jesus into your lives today, believe in Jesus Christ and his death on the cross for your sin. Do it today. Don't delay, because today is the day of salvation. Amen? None of us can guarantee tomorrow. That's the bad news. None of us can guarantee tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. Make peace with God. Repent of your sin. Believe in Jesus Christ. Be born again. And discover the new life there is in Jesus Christ. So the second declaration, having made that declaration, it says, by becoming a partner of Rock Christian Center, I want to play my part in fulfilling the church's mission statement to be a church for all nations, sharing God's love and truth to all people through the life-transforming message of Jesus. So everything we do as a church should help fulfill our mission statements. We are already a church of all nations. Praise the Lord. One of the great things about this church is we're a church of all nations. It was amazing being at the wedding yesterday of Sarah, or Eden, as they would pronounce it, and David. And the whole ceremony was conducted in Tigrinya. I didn't understand much from the moment I came in to the moment I went out. And we certainly had some wonderful food in Jira and all manner of different food as well. But you know, it was a celebration. It was such a privilege to be there, to be part of a celebration of such diversity, such wonder. And that is reflected in our church. And we are a church that has and will continue to welcome people of all people. Whatever their race, whatever their nationality, whatever their color in that sense. So our purpose is to share God's love and truth to all people. We communicate God's love and truth through the life-transforming message of Jesus. Who's had their life transformed by Jesus? I certainly have. Praise God. And so we're sharing that life-transforming message of Jesus, because if he's transformed your life, he can transform the lives of the people who don't go to church. Amen? We believe in the life-transforming message of Jesus. That's why we teach and preach the Word of God. We passionately believe that it's only Jesus who can transform people's lives. You know, we can put all manner of self-help into people. We can know the power of positive thinking, all these other things. But it's only Jesus who can truly transform someone's life. Amen? Praise God, because He is the Son of God. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And so if you are prepared to wholeheartedly play your part in fulfilling our mission statements, then you should consider becoming a partner of Rock Christian Center. Third declaration, I desire to become a partner of the vision of the church, to be a growing church, growing out in evangelism, a mission, growing out, growing together in community, growing up in maturity, and growing bigger in numbers. That's our fourfold vision. That's been the vision of the church since 2003, when Trish and myself started this ministry, started our ministry here. And it's based on the description of the first church in Acts chapter 40, chapter 2, verses 42 to 47 that John read to us. And so we ask partners to work with us, work together to fulfill our fourfold vision of growth with its associated aims and commitments. We should be a growing church. We should be growing together. We should be growing out in evangelism mission. We should be growing up in maturity, and we should be growing bigger in numbers, praise God. And we certainly have done that over the years. The fourth declaration, as a partner of Rock Christian Center, I'm committing myself to make every effort to grow and develop a lifestyle that is consistent with the biblical values of the church by, and then it lists eight specific areas. You see, Christianity is not just about becoming a Christian. It's no good just sort of saying, oh, well, 20 years ago, I became a Christian. I went forward at Billy Graham Mission, or someone told me about Jesus. I became a Christian. And it's made absolutely no difference to the way I live my life. That is no good at all. That's not what it is. Jesus called his people not to become Christians, but to become his disciples, his followers, not his converts. Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, they must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. You know, there's lots of people, you know, it's quite attractive to come after Jesus, to admire Jesus, to want to be a little bit like Jesus. But most of us, be honest, we're not so keen on denying ourselves, are we? You know, self-denial does not come naturally to any one of you. You might say, oh, I'm a wonderful saintly person. No, get real. Self-denial doesn't come naturally to any of us. It's a commitment, isn't it? To deny yourself, deny what you want, deny your selfishness, to actually follow the way of Jesus. They must deny themselves, take up their cross. Oh dear. It's so inconvenient that Jesus said that. Because to take up your cross, again, means to be willing to suffer. Willing to suffer for the name of Jesus Christ. And we need to wake up to the reality that for many people right across this world, probably the majority of Christians in our world today, it literally means to suffer for Jesus. To follow Jesus means to suffer for Jesus. There are prisons that are full of people whose simple crime is they believe and follow Jesus. And they're persecuted for their faith. We have it so easy, folks, don't we, in some ways. So easy in so many different ways. They must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. So becoming a Christian is the beginning, actually, of an exciting journey of discovery. Yes, it involves self-denial. It involves growth and development. It involves becoming more like Jesus. You know, as you become more like Jesus, you become a far more beautiful person. Do you realize that? That's the lovely thing about coming to church. is hopefully those who are becoming more like Jesus. You're mixing with them. And so there should be those Christ-like attitudes as we bump into each other. It shouldn't be hate and anger and bitterness pouring out of our lives. It should be love and care and forgiveness and all those things that should be pouring out of our lives. So partnership at Rock Christian Center is for those who are prepared to make every effort to grow and develop as a Christian, to live a life that's consistent with what the Bible teaches, a life modeled on the teaching and example of Jesus. And this commitment is unpacked in 8 statements, which are backed up by Bible verses on our partnership statement. First of all, living a life of faith and obedience to God's word and becoming more like Jesus in every part of my life. It's not saying we've arrived. It's saying we make every effort to live a life of faith and obedience to God's word and becoming more like Jesus in every part of my life. You know, we cannot be growing as a Christian if we don't have faith. Do you realize that? You cannot grow as a Christian. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. But faith without works is also dead. So obedience to God's word and becoming more like Jesus in every part of our life is vitally important. God's word, the Bible, is at the heart of Rock Christian Center. That's why we teach and preach the word of God, not our own ideas. We don't teach our own philosophies. We don't go into motivational speaking and all the other stuff. We don't use a Bible verse to then say what we want to say. We actually expound the Bible. We dig into the Bible and say, what does it mean then and how does it relate today? And I can assure you that Will, who's coming to be the senior pastor, is a spirit and word pastor and preacher, praise God. He is a wonderful preacher. He has blessed me when I've heard him long before I knew that he would ever be coming up to Sheffield. He's a teacher of God's word. And I can promise you this, he will feed you and feed us with the word of God. And that's what we need, isn't it? Praise God. You know, it's by the word of God that we grow up in our salvation. And we will be growing up in our salvation under Will's ministry. Praise God. So partnership is all about living out our Christian faith. It's about obeying God's commands. It's about becoming more like Jesus. And it's a process. It's something that we continually need to work towards because none of us is perfect. All of us make mistakes. All of us get things wrong. But we need to have that passion to be more like Jesus in every area of our life. You know, sometimes when people say to me, Christians say to me, I'm a mature Christian. They usually say that when they're disagreeing with you. Or you're trying to point out something that is maybe not quite right in their life. Well, I'm a mature Christian. I've been a Christian for so many years. 50 years I've been a Christian. Now, how dare you talk to me like that? But the reality is we're all learning. We're all growing. None of us are truly mature. But maturity is not going to get there until we get to heaven, folks. And then we're going to realize how immature we were on earth, aren't we? All the things we thought we got sorted, we suddenly realize, perhaps that wasn't so good after all. You know, and that's the wonderful thing is humility, isn't it? It's humility, learning from one another, growing in one another. The second statement is developing intimacy with God by worshiping him in spirit and truth. So we're growing in our intimacy with God by worshiping him in spirit and in truth. Partnership is not just growing in our knowledge of God. It's not just stuffing our minds with the Bible and the Word of God and theology, is developing intimacy with God through Jesus Christ, through His Holy Spirit. So worship lies at the heart of Rock Christian Center. Worship is an expression of our relationship and intimacy with God. as people are impacted by the worship in this church. But worship is not just sung worship, of course. But you know, it's wonderful. Sometimes some people sort of say, goodness, you know, come into this place. They actually believe what they say they believe. Because you see people lost in wonder, love, and praise. You know, that's wonderful. We should be lost in wonder, love, and praise, shouldn't we? Because we're so excited about who Jesus is. We're so excited about that intimacy with Jesus. The question is, do you have a relationship with Jesus? Is it growing? Or are you the same as you were years ago? Are you developing intimacy with God? If you are, then you should become a partner of Rock Christian Center. Thirdly, developing a life of prayer. Jesus expected his disciples to pray. He taught them how to pray. Prayer is a vitally important part of Rock Christian Center life. And we expect partners to be committed to prayer, to be developing a lifestyle of prayer, to pray in all circumstances, wherever they are, at home or at work. You don't just have to be at church to pray. You can pray wherever you are. I pray quite often when I'm driving the car. I try not to close my eyes. My passengers pray even harder. Particularly if I'm driving a fast car. You know, we can pray in all circumstances, in all situations. What a privilege that we can pray directly into the throne room of God. That is astounding. Have you ever tried to phone a big multinational company and speak to the CEO? You try and do that. Everything. Do you know they've got tiers and tiers of staff to prevent you ever speaking to the CEO? Well, for starters, you phone up and just press this button and press that one and press that number, and you've got to hear 25 different options, and then you get an automated voice. You can't even speak to a person, can you? Nowadays, it's hopeless. You try to get through to your bank and you can't speak to a person. They just give you an automated voice answer to a question you weren't asking in the first place. It's no good. And no, eventually, maybe they say, if you want to speak to a real person, then hold on to the line. So you then put it on, you know, loudspeaker, and you think of the next things that you can be doing over the next hour while you wait for the music to play. And you know that music off by heart before, you know, it's incredible, isn't it? It goes round and round and round. And then blow me, it quite often happens to me, after waiting, you know, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, they suddenly cut you off. So you'll start the process all over again. And you just give up, don't you? But with prayer, we can talk in a normal voice, and God hears in heaven. We have a direct line to God, and it's super fast broadband, folks. It doesn't take ages to get there. It gets there straight away, and sometimes the answer comes even before we've asked it. It's incredible. What a privilege. You know, why don't we use it more? I say that to myself. Why don't I use it more? You know, we have that opportunity to pray. So, you know, be involved in prayer. Yeah, pray individually, but also be involved in corporate prayer. It's a wonderful thing. It's really encouraging to pray for, you know, with others. Do you know, perhaps some of you don't know, but there's a prayer meeting every Sunday morning here from 9:45 in the morning till at least 9:15. In fact, it usually runs over because we get too excited in praying. And it's there every Sunday morning. And I tell you what, it's an encouragement. I like to get in there. I struggle to get in there, but I like to get in there. Not so much for me to pray, but to hear everyone else praying. It's an encouragement. And we're praying for the worship team. We're praying because it doesn't depend on us. It depends on the Lord. And we need the Lord to be inhabiting our services and inhabiting our prayer meetings. There's prayer in the growth groups. week by week. There's prayer, there's monthly breakthrough prayer down here. And you know, it would be good to see far more people here, you know, really praying, really interceding, really you know, committing God to prayer. You know, Will and Sarah and the family, they need our prayers, don't they? We need the church to be praying them in, praying for the right house for them, praying God's blessing and anointing on them as they come in, supporting and encouraging them. And you can even pray for us oldies who are sort of stepping out of that as well, because we need it as well, don't we? We all need it. There's monthly prayer walks. Paulette and myself. It was just the two of us, wasn't it, on yesterday. Goodness, it seems a long time ago, yesterday morning. You know, it's a bit of a low ebb at the moment. And I must admit, we didn't actually get out and walk. We did pray in the end, but, you know, that's, but, you know, these things are so important that we get involved in this. We're developing a week on Friday, I think it is, or is it this Friday? No, week on Friday, it's a half night of prayer. Now let's get serious about praying and interceding. Get involved in praying for the life of the church. So developing a life of prayer, if you're developing a life of prayer, become a partner of Rock Christian Center. Fourthly, and quickly, seeking the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Bible commands us to be filled with the Spirit, to keep in step with the Spirit, to live by the Spirit. Do not quench or grieve the Spirit. Eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. All of those are commands. They aren't options for super keen Christians. It's a command to be filled, to keep in step with the Spirit, to live by the Spirit. Do not quench or grieve the Spirit. Eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. The Bible tells us the fruit of the Holy Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Boy, do we need more of that. Boy, does the church need more of that. And boy, does our world out there need more of that, doesn't it? If there were more spirit-filled politicians, we'd see a lot more love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control in our nation. And so we need to be praying that, because it's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And that's why it's so important to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Do you want to know more love in your life? Do you want to know more joy in your life? I do. You know, we should be joyful in worship, shouldn't we? We should be filled with, because we're filled with the Holy Spirit, there should be a joy and a love and a peace and a patience. Lord, help me when I drive my car. There's a slow driver in front. Patience. Kindness. Conspiracy of kindness. It's so lovely when you come across kindness, isn't it? It's beautiful. It's transforming. You know, sometimes as Christians, we don't realize what we've got in us. We don't realize just how different we are. If you're a spirit-filled Christian, you will appear so different in the office, on the wards, hospital wards, at the school gates, whatever, because what will be coming out of your lips is not gossip and horrible hate and evil and bad things. It will be love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. Lord, by me, don't we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit to be able to control ourselves and our passions and our desires? So the work of the Holy Spirit is key to everything we do as a church. And partners at the Rock Christian Center should be actively seeking the presence, power, fruit, and gifts of the Holy Spirit. Fifthly, pursuing Christ-like maturity and faithful ministry by discovering my gifts and, where possible, serving on at least one Rock Christian Center team. The Bible tells us that we should not stay baby Christians, needing to be spoon-fed everything, not dependent on others for our spiritual life. The Bible commands us to grow up in our salvation, to become mature. And part of that maturing process is discovering God's will and plan and purpose for our lives, isn't it? It's discovering God's gifts, the gifts that God has given us that can be used in the building up of his body, the church. We should not be expecting people always to be serving us and looking after us. We need to grow up in serving others, helping others, building together Jesus' church and his kingdom. And so we say as a church, we expect every partner, where possible, to be actively serving on one of the many teams in the church. And there's so many jobs that need to be done in a church like this. It's a busy church. Do you know we've got about 120 volunteers in this church involved in serving on different teams and activities? Praise God. But you know, we need more. We need more. You know, there's so many opportunities. What will you do as a partner at Rock Christian Center? You see, we're not looking for passengers. We're looking for partners. Partnership is a commitment to get stuck into serving our church, serving the Lord, serving other people. And then sixthly, demonstrating the love of God to others, welcoming newcomers, encouraging fellow believers, supporting leaders, and building meaningful relationships through regular attendance, circumstances permitting, at Sunday services and a growth group. Jesus calls us, as we heard earlier from Olu, to love one another deeply from the heart. That's a challenge, isn't it? Because some of us might struggle to like one another. You know, you love people who are like you, don't you? But it's very inconvenient because God's filled the world with people who aren't like you. You know, we're not a homogenous world, are we? And we're certainly not a homogenous church. And God calls us not just to like, not just to put up with, not to come into Rock Christian Center and say, oh, goodness, the only seat left is that next to that person. I suppose I'm going to have to talk to them and try and smile at them or, no, just whatever. It says, no, love one another deeply from the heart. Not a false smile. No, your church face. Oh, how lovely to see you. Going off in a different direction. It's loving one another deeply from the heart. That means if you love someone else deeply from the heart, you find out what's going on in their life, don't you? You find out what they're going through. You empathize with them. You love them. You love them so much that you might actually remember next week to ask them how it went. If they share something with you. If they've asked you to pray for something. It's taking an interest in each other and that interest developing into a love for one another. Even those who are unlovely. Because you might be unlovely to someone else. You may be different from someone else. But you know, we all want people to love us, don't we? There's not one person here today who doesn't want other people to love them, who doesn't need other people to love them. But we are to demonstrate the love of Jesus Christ that no, whilst we were still sinners, Christ loved us. You know, it's incredible. It's amazing that Jesus loves me. I struggle to love myself. Because I know what I'm like. Trisha has to struggle to love me. But Jesus loves me even though he knows everything that I've ever said and done and thought that's wrong. And that is incredible. Absolutely, totally incredible. Because if you went down, if you went to Tesco's, as a lot of you will do after church, don't know whether they've opened the top entrance yet or not, but if not, you're going to have to walk right around. But anyway, if you go down to Tesco's after church today, and you met someone in the aisle who began to tell you all the things you've ever done in your life, I tell you what, you get out of Tesco's as quickly as you possibly could, and you go home, and you never go back to Tesco's again, just in case you met that person. Because if they know everything about you, know all your secrets, then, you know, even those things you're ashamed of, you're not going to want to be there. Jesus knows everything about you. He knows everything about me. Jesus knows everything about me that I'm jolly glad that you don't know. And Jesus knows everything about you that you're jolly glad that I don't know. Because I do know some things about some of you. And sometimes you think that I'm preaching at you because you've what you've shared with me. So, you know, I'm not doing that because I have to forget about those things. But, you know, Jesus knows everything about us, and yet he still loves us. And he calls us to love others in the same way. He calls us to love the unlovely. He calls us even to love our enemies. Those who have done things against us, he calls us to love them. That's what Olo's word was. It was a word from the Lord. And it links in directly with that, doesn't it? Love one another deeply. You know, you cannot build meaningful relationships if you only attend church occasionally. And so that's why we ask Rock Christian Center partners to make attending church services and a growth group a priority in their lives, because to build meaningful relationships, you need to actually be together with people on a regular basis. Moving quickly on, seventhly, coming near the end, becoming a good steward and generous giver, where possible, tithing 10% of my income to Rock Christian Center. You say, I wish that wasn't there. So do I. But the Bible teaches the principle of generous, joyful giving. Joyful giving. You know, the collection should be one of the most joyful parts of the service. Did you know that? It should be joyful. You know, even if you're a Yorkshireman, it should be joyful for you to be able to get your wallet out of your back pocket, even though it's chained and locked in there somewhere, and to give to the Lord. Because the Lord blesses a joyful giver. It's more blessed to give than to receive. That's what the Bible says. God loves a joyful giver. Praise God. The Old Testament teaches the principle of tithes and offerings. And tithing is usually 10% of our income with offerings on top. But as Rock Christian Center, we don't demand, we don't pressurize anybody about money and giving. But we do believe that God blesses those who give generously. Amen? Don't expect God's blessing on your finances and possessions if you're holding on to your money for yourself. The danger is that we end up, as the Bible tells us, we end up disobeying God and robbing him and his church of what is rightfully his. Because everything we have came from God anyway. Everything that we have, even those things which we hold on so tightly to. So partners of Rock Christian Center are givers, they're contributors. And if you're not giving or not contributing, you just become a user and abuser of what others are giving and contributing. And so just think that through. Don't be a user and abuser of your church. If you think this is your church, don't be a user and abuser of your church. Be a contributing partner. And I can say this now, I'm going to be retiring. Rock Christian Center is going to need you to increase your joy in giving. You've had Tricia and myself on the cheap for years, and that's fine. But Will and Sarah and family will need greater financial support than we've had. If their future vision for Rock Christian Centre is to be fulfilled, we'll need to be digging deeper into our pockets, won't we? We'll need to be giving more maybe than we are currently giving. You know, if you give by standing order as we do from the bank account, when did you last review it? Maybe you're giving the same as you were 5 years ago. Maybe the Lord's saying, actually, I'm earning more than I was 5 years ago. Maybe I ought to be giving more. I wouldn't say these things because we don't normally talk about money, but I'm free to speak about these things now because I'm not going to be particularly benefiting from it in the future. So Rock Christian Centre expects partners to be tithing their income to the church where possible, because God is faithful to his promises. He will bless your tithing and your generosity. And Trish and myself are here as testimony to that. God's, as we have given, as we've tithed, you know, that God has blessed us more abundantly than we could ever dream or imagine. And we don't believe he's going to leave us penniless in the future either. Amen? Praise God. Finally, 8. Growing as a contagious Christian, sharing Jesus with others and inviting people to Rock Christian Center services and events. Jesus commands us in Matthew 28, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And so we expect partners at Rock Christian Center to support and get involved in the evangelistic outreach of the church. Our evangelism coordinator, John Henderson, let's get behind him, let's support him in all the outreach initiatives that we're involved in as in the church. And let's get involved by actively sharing the good news of Jesus with our family, with our friends, with our workmates, with our neighbors, with those around us, inviting people to church. But that's not all, is it? It's actually just sharing Jesus with those around us. So in summary, hopefully that's helped you understand what partnership at Rock Christian Center is all about. We're not desperate for people to become Rock Christian Center partners. Partnership itself is not that all that important, folks. A far greater priority is that people are truly born again believers, that they are seeking to grow and mature in their faith, that they are becoming disciples of Jesus, devoted to Jesus in every area of their lives, including the 8 areas that are outlined in the partnership declaration. But becoming a partner of Rock Christian Center is a serious commitment, and we don't want anyone to take it lightly. So only come forward in a few moments if you're ready to make that commitment today. One of our elders will...